Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's time for the Nebraska Boys State Basketball Tournament action to begin on Sunny 101.3. Today, we begin with Class C1 action. The number one ranked undefeated Auburn Bulldogs are 26-0 on the year. They are the third seed in the state tournament. They will take on the D.C. West squad today, a team that's 22-3 and one that Auburn defeated earlier this year. A rematch in the opening round, a kind of unusual at the Nebraska State Tournament, but it does happen on occasion. Auburn is trying to accomplish quite a feat. This is their sixth consecutive state basketball tournament they qualified for. First 3 years, they won the state title. The last 2 years, second place. They'd like to get back up there on the stand on Saturday and pick up that state championship trophy again for the fourth time in 6 years. It won't be easy as Class C1 is loaded again this year. Auburn coach Jim Weeks back here. He has six state titles in his pocket and more than 600 career basketball victories. I had a chance to visit with him earlier about today's matchup and about the season up to this point. We'll come back. We'll visit with Bulldog head coach Jim Weeks. And then it is Auburn taking on D.C. West in the opening round of the Nebraska Boys State Tournament. Back with the visit with Coach Weeks after this 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Time now to visit with Auburn Bulldog coach Jim Weeks. Coach, congratulations. Back at the state tournament, a sixth consecutive year for your Bulldog basketball teams. And as we mentioned earlier, boy, you've been here so many times now, the fans kind of take it for granted. But, man, it's great getting back here, and it's a tough way to get here every year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It is a lot of hard work. And so when you get back, it's kind of your reward to get there. So we don't take that for granted by all means. You know, kids put a lot of time in. The sacrifice and the hard work and what they do year-round to get the state tournament, we never take that lightly. That's a great celebration. And the kids and our coaches and our community really, really appreciate the fact that we're grateful for our opportunities, let me put it that way, and our talents.
We look at this C1 field. It's loaded again, just like every year.
Yeah, it's just a meat market in there. So, you know, everybody says, well, you get a good first-round draw. I said, no, I don't want to. There's never a good first-round draw, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, everybody in that state tournament can win one game. Not everybody can win three, but everybody can win one game. So you got a week to prepare. And so that's why it's usually the first game's a little bit of hard sledding, because they know what you're doing and you know what they're doing, and sometimes it can make it hard to score.
Well, you don't often get a lot of rematches from the regular season in the state tournament. You're faced with that this year, too.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, we did beat them up at their place, so, you know, I thought we probably got their best shot. But, you know, that stuff is that's just jargon. You still got to go play the game.
Mm-hmm. Health-wise, looks like the kids have come through pretty well this year. That once you get to the end of the season, everybody's got a few nicks and bruises, but hopefully everybody's good to go for Auburn.
Yeah, well, we got Nolan Gardner back. I think he's played four or five games at the end of the year. You know, he tore his ACL this summer, and we got him back. And, boy, that has made that's been helpful for us, especially in our district tournament, where I think he was leading scorer with 12. And, you know, he's 6'7", big body in there. And he's not 100%, but it certainly gives us some different things to look at. It gives us some options.
A wealth of experience for your upperclassmen coming here. They've been here all through high school. Last couple of years, gosh, awfully disappointed losing those championship games. That just tears at your heart every year. So what are the kids thinking going into this? Any idea?
You know what? Our kids are really confident. They have a lot of courage. I always have a one-minute meeting with our top eight and before the games, and they're always pretty confident. They have a lot of courage, and so they're wearing a rabbit's foot in their pocket, hoping to get something done. They believe that they're going to play well and do the right things, and not overly get emotional about things. Just do your job, and usually good things happen.
Coach, I'll ask you to finish up with this. What's a couple of keys today if things are going well with this game with DC West?
You know, when you get to the state tournament, it's always, you know, trying to figure out who can win the paint. I mean, who can be the toughest, who can play defense and rebounding. We always start our – we got to win the rebound and the defensive parts of the game. And then, you know, making shots, sometimes you don't have a control over that. Control the things we can control, and that is being tough, being good teammates, playing good defense, and rebounding.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs today.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Hi. This is Jacqueline Kreifels, registered dietitian at the Nemaha County Hospital. It's time again to celebrate because March is National Nutrition Month. This month, we are reminded about the importance of making informed food choices and creating healthy eating and physical activity habits. Join us at the Nemaha County Hospital as we strive to create a healthier lifestyle together. From choosing nutrient-rich foods to staying active, every step we take brings us closer to a healthier tomorrow.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Now, which of you Maroons has ever played basketball before?
Man, moving that basketball down the court is a challenge that we are facing today.
All right, guys, let's go. Let's play some basketball here. Ball in.
Don't you think it's time that you got off the bench and into the game?
High school basketball starts now on Sunny 101.3 FM.
Yeah. From the Bon Finish Sports Center, Lincoln, Nebraska, it's time for Class C1 State Tournament. Opening round action here, the Auburn Bulldogs is here for the sixth consecutive year, trying to get to a state title game for a sixth consecutive year. Today, the opponent is Douglas County West. John Hicks along with Randy Couture. Good afternoon, Randy.
Good afternoon, John. Back again. Here we go. The Auburn Bulldogs for the sixth year in a row. Three straight championships in 19, 20, and 21, runners-up in 22 and 23, and for the sixth year in a row, the Bulldogs find themselves here at the state tournament.
Well, kind of looking around, they played earlier this year. As you may or may not know, Auburn won that game up at DC West. Coach Weeks talked about the pregame interview. 57-42, but it wasn't easy. Auburn was down a point at halftime, 24-23. Then they outscored the Falcons in the second half, 34-18 to get the win. So, do you put much store in that? Who knows? You played up there, you beat them on their floor, and I guess they put that in the bank as a big win.
Well, we said he didn't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I personally, I'd rather know I beat them by 15 than having been beat that bad if I'm going to meet them here in the state tournament. But we'll see how it all plays. It always comes down to who's ready to play today. John, for folks at home that haven't been following the C1 tournament here today, the results thus far, the number one seeded Omaha Concordia defeated Malcolm 72-36. It was Wahoo over Ogallala 50-36. That means that Concordia and Wahoo will square off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. On the other side here of Auburn's bracket, Ashland Greenwood handled Donovan Trumbull 48-35. And that means that the winner of this Auburn-DC West game will face Ashland Greenwood. That will be at 10:45 tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
DC West fans probably just lost the sportsmanship award.
What they, yeah.
They soundly booed the Auburn team when they came out of the tunnel.
I somehow feel obligated to always explain to our listeners at home that when we're here at the Bob Devaney Center, the powers that be in their infinite wisdom decided to put the student cheering sections immediately behind broadcast row. And that means we've got a couple of hundred screaming and cheering and chanting high school students within about 6 feet of us. And it does get sometimes difficult even for you and I to hear each other. I have learned by listening to the tapes that actually our voices with these noise-canceling microphones are getting through pretty well. They can hear us. But we just have a dickens of a time hearing each other sometimes when they're chanting. That and then the occasional chant that probably isn't suitable for the FCC airways. Yeah, not radio worthy. So we apologize for that in advance. Looks like we've got a great bunch of kids. John, it's interesting to note that both the D.C. West student body and the Auburn student body, they adapted Hawaiian days today. So both sides of the stands are packed with Hawaiian shirts and grass skirts and the kids are having a ball. No better time than coming to the state tournament.
Won't be able to tell them apart.
Yeah, they'll be having a good time of it. And, John, what a day for basketball in Nemaha County. We've got the Auburn Bulldogs in here 26-0. A little later, Johnson Brock in here 25-0. On top of that, tonight at 6 o'clock, the Peru State Bobcats will learn who they'll be facing in the NAIA National Tournament. The Bobcats qualified for the National Tournament by winning the Heart of America Conference Tournament just this past week, traveling down to Baker University. They got a 63-59 win, so just a big day for basketball all around Nemaha County.
Certainly is. There's if I counted right, 281 basketball teams for the boys to play basketball across the state of Nebraska. Three undefeated teams. 1% of all the 21 teams undefeated. And two of them are 10 miles apart. Pretty incredible this year for people like that. We have got Beaton first and starter in. Let's go and take a look at the starting lineup.
All right, the starting lineup. First of all, for D.C. West, they are the Falcons. They come in at 22-3 on the year. They'll go with great Travis. Travis, a 6'4 senior, 13 points per ball game. Riker Wallers. Wallers, also a senior at 6'4. He averages 13.1 points per ball game. Carson Alexander. Alexander, 6'3 and a junior, 7 points per contest. Nolan Asher, just a sophomore at 6'4", averaging just under 12 points per game. And Cameron Weiss, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7 points per contest. So the D.C. West Falcons will go with three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore in their starting lineup for Coach Chip Dysley. For Coach Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs, 26-0, undefeated coming into this one. They'll go with Brenton Wenzel, 5'11", and a sophomore, 10 points per ball game. Cameron Leslie, a 6'1", junior, 7.8 points per game. Maverick Binder, Binder's a 6-foot senior, averaging just under 17 points per contest. Peyton Bowden, Bowden is a senior at 6'2", 7 points per contest. And Nixon Liguori, Liguori, 6'3", and a junior, averaging 13 points per ball game for the 26-0 Auburn Bulldogs. John, those are your starters for both teams for the ball game.
Now we're going to introduce all the non-starters and the starters here to get ready for this one. Hopefully an exciting game for the first time ever, D.C. West at the state tournament.
Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Bruni Implement Company, your case dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company also serves you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruni Implement Company if you enjoy the state tournament coverage here on Sunny 101.3.
They're getting the Auburn non-starters introduced here. While they're doing that, we'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back with a tip-off at the Demandy Center Lincoln on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're still introducing starters now. Auburn is here to get their starting lineup introduced here at the Advantage Center Lincoln.
John, some other results from earlier today that would be of interest to the Johnson Brock fans. This is big news here, John. As you know, Johnson Brock, the number 2 seed, facing number 7 Riverside after this game. But here's the big news. The number 1 seed, North Platte St. Pat's, got knocked off and upset by Guardian Angel Central Catholic. The final 44-42. So the number 1 seed goes down in Class D1, and that makes things just look a little bit brighter for Johnson Brock before they even take the floor this afternoon.
Well, certainly, you know, who knows? You never know.
On the other side of that bracket, it was the number 4 seed Ainsworth defeating Dundee County Stratton, so 62-55. So Ainsworth will face Guardian Angel at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning here at the Devaney. That will be followed by the 10:45 game, hopefully involving the Johnson Brock Eagles against either Ashley Lynchfield or Plainview.
All right, we've got everybody introduced. I think we're about ready to tip this one off here at the Devaney Center. First of two, Johnson Brock tips off at 6 o'clock. The only bad thing is we're going to clear this place out between games.
Yeah, so unfortunate. Everybody has to leave and pay to get back in. All right, we're ready to go. State tournament basketball. Here's John Nixon.
Cameron Leslie will jump it up for the Bulldogs against Carson Alexander, a 6'3 junior. Leslie, a 6'1 junior. And the tip is controlled by the Bulldogs finally. Nixon Liguori picks it up. Gives it off to Mav Binder. Binder on the left side, working to the right, passes off there to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel gives the ball up, moving in, Bowden in the paint, in trouble, gets it away, back out top to Wenzel, and they'll reset with Binder. Binder moving. driving left. Stops, gives the ball off to Leslie, and back to Binder, driving the right side. In traffic, across the lane with a pass. Two-pointer up and good on the shot by Peyton Bowden. Auburn off to a 2-0 lead.
What a great assist there by Matt Binder.
Move the ball to the left side of the floor and a hand to Cameron Weiss. Weiss off the right side, a long three on the way up. No good by Drake Travis. Rebound grabbed out of there and pulled away by Binder. He'll come up the floor on the left side. Throws it ahead now to the front court to Nixon Liguori. Liguori moving toward the free throw circle down the lane, and a reach in foul called on the Falcons.
It's going to go on Riker Wallers. He got, that's his first personal team foul, number one, on the Falcons.
Bringing it in from the baseline will be Auburn. It comes into Binder. He'll go in the middle with it to Leslie. His pass taken away, stolen. On the move the other way, and a layup at the other end for Drake Travis. And we're tied at two apiece. 2-2, 6:50 to go. First quarter here at the Demand Center in Lincoln. Binder up the floor on the right side. Gives the ball to the baseline, and now reverses back out, free throw line, passes off to Wenzel. Wenzel, left side, into the hands now of Liguori again. Backing up, drive down, into the post, back out it goes, and a long three-pointer, up and down for Peyton Bowden. He's got all five Bulldog points here in the first 2 minutes of this ballgame. To the front court comes Riker Wollard, 6'4" and a senior, down to the left side. Defense, man-to-man for Auburn. Give the ball away. Drake Travis again. He'll come left side to the elbow and back around the perimeter now to Nolan Asher. High skip pass controlled by the Falcons. Work it back around the right side now in the corner. Asher dribbles out, wing, and now back to the top. They'll reset. Try the left side. Nothing there. They switch off defensively. Travis back it down inside the free throw circle. Give the ball back out to the top to Weiss. Weiss finds nowhere to go as he tries to penetrate. 5-2 Auburn with the early lead.
Both defense looking pretty tenacious right now here, John.
And we've got an offensive foul underneath as the Bulldog player knocked to the floor. That was Brenton Wenzel.
No doubt about that. Nolan Ashler used a big forearm and just flung Wenzel across the floor. Ashler, he earned that one, John.
Yeah. All right, a little pressure here by the Falcons. The ball comes into Liguori in the backcourt. Waller's going to try to slow him down a little bit. He'll come up the floor across midcourt. Spins between the circles. Switch off defensively. Now give it to Binder. Binder directing traffic. Moving with the left hand. Pass it off to Liguori. Drives in. Elevated shot. Blocked, and a blocking foul is called late on the Falcons. It'll be Liguori in the line to shoot two.
Foul is going to go on Nolan Asher. That's his second already, John, and 13 foul. Asher is going to lead the ball game, and we're going to have Will Brixton checking in to replace him here early in the contest.
Free throw for Liguori is up and good. The Bulldogs lead it now by a score of 6-2.
Peyton Bowden already has 5 points here in the first 2 minutes, John, and he only averages 7 per ball game, so he's off to a great start.
He should get there. Will Hurst into the ballgame, a 6 foot shooter. Free throw on the way up and good again. Liguori makes it 7-2. The Bulldogs have the lead. Front court with the ball on the Falcons now. Weiss has it on the right sideline in front of the Auburn bench. He'll work left. Cut off at the top of the key. A lob to the inside and a tough catch is made. Pass it in there to Alexander. Back out to the top. Weiss, and he'll hand it out to Travis. Drake Travis gives the ball to Wallers again. Wallers looks, gets a screen, moves right, stops top of the key, passes out now to the elbow, and then back the other way comes Weiss again. Reaching in as the Bulldog defense. Good job there by Lester. Cut him off. And now back out top, Travis with it.
Impressed with this Bulldog defense so far, John.
Move the ball to the free throw area. Circle, jumper up, no good. Put up there by, I believe that was Weiss. And we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound on Auburn. I think it's on Nixon Liguori.
Nixon Liguori picks up the personal, John. His first team foul, number one, on the Bulldogs.
From the baseline, inbounding will be Weiss. He faked the lob. Now he comes in and he throws it away. Held ball, and that's going to stay on the D.C. West end.
Liguori did a great job there of stepping in front of Riker Wallers to get the tie-up, and the possession arrow, of course, is still going to going to favor DC West, but a great job.
Inbound ball again will be Weiss. Gets it underneath, and a shot up point blank for Alexander. Can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds on the rebound. Belongs to the Bulldogs.
There again, a great effort by Bretton Wenzel over here on the side on that rebound to tip that ball off of a DC West player.
Bring the ball into Matt Binder. He'll come up the right side of the floor now for the Bulldogs. Fakes, goes around the defender, into the baseline, and he is going to shoot. And he'll be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Cameron Weiss is going to get called for the personal. John, that's his first, but that's already 14 fouls with 4:18 to go here in the quarter.
Coach Chip Daly not very happy with that call. He said, "We blocked that shot, Mr. Official." Free throw on the way, and Binder on the scoreboard as well. His first point of the day. He'll have a second one coming here. Second one coming up, and getting out no good. Rebound grabbed by Bergson. And now he'll bring it himself up the floor on the left side. Move the ball to the front court with 4:10 to play in the first quarter. 8-2 Auburn. Pass left elbow. Fake the shot, and now it'll give and go back. It goes to Weiss underneath. Weiss gets the ball underneath there, and a two-point layup for Wohlers. And it's now 8-4. Auburn ball to the front court. Comes Binder on the right side. Moves to the left. Floats. Pulls up. Top of the key for three. It's up and good. Binder with a triple. He's got four. We're going to time out with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. 11-4 Auburn, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas.
11-4, the Bulldogs lead. Timeout was taken there by DC West.
Coach Chip Dosling not happy. He was in the officials here all through the end of this timeout over here.
All right, the ball comes into the Falcon. The Weiss comes up the floor, guarded by Binder. Well, token pressure. Weiss moving left around a defender all the way to the hole. Right hand, left side up, no good. Rebound is tipped by Lugori, picked up by Leslie. And here comes the Bulldogs. Front court Binder. Moving right, passes off to Lugori. A weave out front, Lugori down the lane, right hand up, off the mark, no rebound. Leslie put back up, no. Rebound brought down by the Falcons. Out they come, up the left side, Drake Travis with it. Free throw circle, keeps his dribble, passes off to Trey Shiver, who came in during the timeout. And now off to Wohlers. Wohlers back out to the top, whoops, reach-in foul on Wenzel.
On Brent Wenzel, his first personal, team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs.
2:54 left, first period, 11-4, Auburn with the lead. Triggerman, Riker Wohlers in front of the scorer's table. It's a long scorer's table, down close to the Auburn bench. Lob inside, no clean catch made, and then swiped away by Matt Binder. They took it away from Alexander. It looked like he was going to have an easy bucket.
John, can you spell hustle? That was a hustle play.
Binder, front court, right side. Moving left, pulls up, three up, and off the rim, no. Another rebound by Leslie. He'll kick it out of there again to Binder at the top. Matt Binder moving right now, goes left, goes right again, and into the hole off the glass. Binder now with 6 on that layup.
Left Cameron Weiss counting his change there, John.
13-4, the Bulldogs lead with 2:15 to go. Weiss back to the right side, pass the ball around the corner now in the hands of Wohlers. Wohlers moving to the free throw circle. They cannot get the ball in the paint at this point. Defense has been stout for Auburn, out top on the perimeter. Weiss with a crossover down the lane, outside the lane on the left side. looking for help, throws it, it's knocked away and then recovered. And we've got the ball handled by Alexander again. Out top, Drake Travis will set the offense. Moving left, pulls up at the free throw line, pass underneath, knocked away by Bowden, and another turnover by the Falcons. Binder will walk it up with a minute 35 to go. Quarter number one, and a 9-point Auburn lead already. Binder, bounce pass down low, back out it goes, Wenzel. Wenzel looking, Wenzel drives, he shoots, he is fouled, will go to the free throw line.
Foul's going to be on Trey Scheiber, on Scheiber, his first personal. And John, that's team foul number five. It's a shooting foul anyway, but five team fouls here and still a minute 24 to go. Wenzel at the line, shooting two shots.
Brent Wenzel, 5'10 sophomore, starting for the Bulldogs. Free throw up and off the back iron.
Brent Wenzel, the nephew of Chad and Chris Kelsey of Nebraska football fame, Auburn High School football players. Some of our listeners may be not aware of that. Wouldn't be surprised if the Kelsey boys aren't here watching.
Second one coming up for Wenzel. And it's up, and he knocked down the second one. Minute 22 to go. Bulldogs up by 10. First quarter action. Travis moves up the floor, leaves it off for Wohlers. Out on the right side now against the Auburn man-to-man defense. Coming around the right side, back to the top with the ball. Scheiber passes off again, back and in, and nearly traveling. Dragging his foot with Wohlers, no whistle. He'll get it away to Weiss. Left side, up the ladder to get it. Now a three ball from left circle. No good by Travis. Rebound to Brent Wenzel. Now Binder will look over to the Auburn bench saying, one shot or go. Back it in. He's going to go, it looks like. They push off defensively. Binder keeps on going. Pass, drive to the middle. All the way underneath. Forces it straight up. And that was Leslie who took the pass. And Cameron Leslie got the bucket. And with 33 seconds to go in the quarter, another timeout called by the Falcons. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during Free Trial Week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 16-4, your Auburn Bulldogs up by 12 with 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. John Nixon, the Dogs are off to a pretty good start.
They certainly are, up by 12 already. You can't expect much more than that in the early quarter like this.
The thing I've been most impressed with so far, though, is Auburn's defense. My goodness, they have just really put the screws on this D.C. West offensive attack, not letting them get the ball inside the paint, not letting them get it to the hoop. That kind of defense wins ball games.
And it's not like they're creating a bunch of turnovers, only two so far for D.C. West, but if you can't get the ball inside the free throw line, it's going to be a tough day.
And very few second chances for the Falcons either. They've been one and done on the shots. Auburn's getting the boards.
We set the floor in the midcourt circle. After a full timeout with 33 seconds to go, they're going to play for one shot, it looks like.
Wow, would you do that down by 12, John?
I guess.
If you don't want to be down by 14, maybe.
Yeah. Weiss, guarded by Binder out top, moving right. Down to 8 seconds. He goes into the paint with the pass. Turn around, kick it out left side for three. It's up. It's too strong. Shot up by Scheiber, no good. And the ball out of bounds off the hands of the Bulldogs. Nolan Gardner checked in for Auburn on that last timeout. Now they've got just 0.3 seconds. They've got to do nothing but lob it and tip it. And it's stolen on the inbound. And Auburn, that clock must not have started. He got it caught. That came down, fired at the length of the floor. After one, number one ranked Auburn, 16. Douglas County West, 4. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
From Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back inside the Bob Devaney Center, set to move to second quarter action. Bulldogs with the basketball. The original five starters back on the floor. Wenzel, Leslie, Binder, Bowden, and LaGorie. With the basketball is Matt Binder at the top of the key to Peyton Bowden. Around to Nixon LaGorie on the left elbow. LaGorie comes back to the top of the key, finds Cameron Leslie. Now Maverick Binder with the basketball on the right wing. Goes to the low post, right side, deep in the corner. Feeds it back up top to Bowden, around to Wenzel on the left wing. Wenzel works to the baseline on the left side of the basket, left side of the free throw lane. Around it comes onto the right wing. LaGorie with the ball. Dribble between the legs. LaGorie, top of the key, feeds it up again to Peyton Bowden. Auburn very patient here. 16-4 lead in the opening seconds of the second quarter. Now Wenzel drives on the baseline right side, driving layup, got it, and he's fouled. Wenzel will get the basket, and he'll have the and one. Tapped him right on top of the head on the way to the basket.
So,
foul will go on Drake Travis, his first foul of the second quarter on the Falcons. Brent Wenzel, one out of two this afternoon so far from the line, misses that one. He's now one of three. Rebound is on the floor, and coming out of there with it is Peyton Bowden. Gives it back up to Wenzel at the top of the free throw circle. Couple of dribbles. Wenzel comes to Matt Binder on the right side. Binder picked up defensively by Wohlers. Got away from him. Goes all the way to the left elbow. Now Wenzel from the corner left side for three. Got it. Brent Wenzel nailed the three from the corner. He's got 6 points. And the Bulldogs have opened up, believe it or not, John, a 21-4, 17-point advantage here with 6:45 to go in the first half. With the basketball, it's Travis under the basket right side. Shot is up, won't go. He'll be fouled and will put Drake Travis to the line where he'll be shooting two shots for Douglas County West.
Foul on Peyton Bowden, his first, and the first of the quarter, just the third of the game on the Bulldogs.
Drake Travis averages 13 points per ball game. He's the leading scorer on this team. His free throw is up and good. He's got three now. Travis, a 6'4 senior. One of three seniors in the starting lineup for D.C. West. Drake Travis ready for his second free throw attempt. Takes aim. The shot is up, and it is good also. Got them both. So that big lead was short-lived there for a minute. It was 21-4. Now the lead back down to 15 points. Maverick Binder picked up his dribble. Needs some help. Under to Bowden. Around the horn, left side, Nixon LaGorie on the dribble. They're trying to trap him over there. He does a good job of getting rid of the ball. There's that patented whistle that Jim Weeks uses to get the player's attention. It's like whistling a pack of dogs. He does that, and everybody looks to him. What do you want here, Coach? Dribbling inside, Bowden tries for the layup, got his own rebound, can't get the shot put back up. Here's LaGorie for three from the corner. It's off no good, and the rebound to Travis Drake. Down court in a hurry on the right side. Layup off the glass, up and good. Riker Wohlers. Wohlers got the lay-in. Makes it 21-8 now. 5:52 to play in the first half. Maverick Binder with the dribble into forecourt. Binder, left-handed dribble at the free throw circle. Down left side of the lane. Kicks it back to LaGorie. LaGorie makes a move into the paint. He'll be fouled. The foul on the floor will not be a shooting foul.
That's 22. That's Cameron Weiss, his second foul. Second foul of the quarter.
Bulldogs basketball baseline under their own basket. Peyton Bowden inbounds it up top. Gets it up to Leslie, who hands off to Maverick Binder. Binder against the man-to-man defense, comes around to the right side, gives to Wenzel. Back to the top of the key. This is Binder, guarded closely by Riker Wallers. Boy, doesn't Wallers have a job ahead of him here this afternoon. Binder goes all the way to the baseline. I think Wallers managed to force him out of bounds.
He stepped on the end line. They turned the corner that time.
So it'll be Falcons basketball. They trail 21-8, 5:22 to play in the first half here at the Devaney Center. Class C1 boys state tournament action on sunny 101.3 KLZA. With the basketball, great Travis. Manny was looking for, falls to the floor on the baseline. Travis goes to Wallers on the right wing. Looking for Asher down there now. Backs out. Wallers to the top of the key. Alexander right back to Wallers. Riker Wallers trying to work toward the bucket, just can't get there. Has to flip it back out again to Alexander. For now, this is Travis with the ball. Travis can't get there. Wallers in the paint. Here's Weiss with a three from the left side, up and off. No good. And the rebound to Cameron Leslie. Leslie outlet pass to Mav Binder. Binder will bring it up the court. Bulldogs lead it 21-8. 4:35 to go in the quarter. Binder tries to get to the hoop. A reach in. Boy, they got away with one there, John. Top of the key, comes up to Brent Wenzel. Wenzel tries to go inside the paint with it, can't get there. Finds Maverick Binder once again on the left side of the lane. Now Binder for three. He got it. Yeah, don't leave Matt Binder standing out there uncovered like that, John.
And it'll rattle that one home.
That doesn't work out well. 24-8. The lead is back to 16. Oh, nice pass underneath. Couldn't get it down, but a whistle and a foul. Man, they had Carson Alexander set up for a point-blank bunny. He missed it, but then got fouled.
Foul on the Bulldogs. Cameron Leslie, his first team foul, number two on the Bulldogs.
All right. Falcons basketball. They lob it in up top. Riker Wallers to the right side down in the corner. Alexander, here's a three from the right wing, up and good. Nolan Asher with the first three-pointer of the afternoon for DC West. 24-11. The lead is 13 now for the Bulldogs. Auburn with the basketball. They led by 17 momentarily. Peyton Bowden on the dribble, gives off to Wenzel, up top with it to Matt Binder. Binder around the horn to the right wing, down deep, low post right side, handling the ball, Peyton Bowden. In traffic, they come back to Wenzel. Wenzel, a little reverse spin move, reverse lay-in. Wenzel can't get it. Battle for the rebound, coming down with the ball is great Travis. Travis in there battling with Cameron Leslie for that loose basketball. Fast break the other direction. They kick it out for a three from the right side. That's up and off. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn. Good job battling for the rebound by Nixon Liguori down there. Had it knocked away from him. And it'll be Auburn's basketball.
I didn't hear as much of a protest on whose ball it is as I thought I might there.
No. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go, first half. Auburn up by 13, 24-11. This is Maverick Binder on the dribble at the top of the circle. Binder comes all the way to the low post on the right side. Down deep in the corner, picked up his dribble. He needs some help. He'll have to take a timeout to maintain possession. Dive out of the floor with 2:57 to play in the first half. Auburn up 24-11. We're back in 30 seconds on sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you inside the Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of state tournament basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Bulldogs up 24-11, just under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. All right, with the basketball, Maverick Binder. Binder at the top of the key, around the horn on the left wing. Gives it off to Peyton Bowden. Bowden underneath. Oh, a big block there. Cameron Leslie was going up for the shot. Carson Alexander got high in the air and blocked the ball away.
Nice play on the defense that time.
All right, in the corner, baseline. Right side, they inbound it. Lob it inside. Comes into Nixon Liguori. Liguori can't get to the baseline. Works out onto the right elbow with the ball and brings it to the top of the key to Mav Binder. Winder with the ball on the right side of the lane in the paint. Top of the key once again. Back to Wenzel. They're running this weave at the top of the key outside of the defensive perimeter. Sitting on a 13-point lead. Oh, almost losing the ball was Liguori. Liguori feeds back to Bowden. He penetrates in the paint. Again, it comes back up to Nixon Liguori. Now the left-handed dribble. Low post. Liguori works to the left baseline. Can't get to the basket. Back to the top of the circle. Falcons defense has tightened up here a little bit now, John. Auburn having to work a little harder to get the shots. Now Maverick Binder holds the ball, backs it out to the right elbow in front of our broadcast table.
That second time Wendell got hit on top of the head.
All the way in goes Binder. He's triple teamed, has the ball tipped away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. They're going to say over and back, and that's probably the proper call there, John.
Well, it is. He caught the ball on the correct side, but both feet ended up on the other side.
Auburn fans are going to feel that it was tipped over here, and it was, but he also maintained possession of it before his foot crossed the line. I think this might help us here a little bit, John.
That's only the third turnover so far against the Bulldogs in this game. With a minute 48 to go in the first half, they're up 13.
All right, 24-11. That's your score. Falcons will have the basketball. Great Travis will inbound it in front of the Bulldog bench. Tosses it in. Cameron Weiss. Weiss works to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Comes to the top of the key. They feed it inside the paint. Ooh, big collision. Basket up and good by Carson Alexander. Alexander's first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead is back down to 11 now, 24-13. Minute 28 to go here in the first half. Binder with a bounce pass to the left side to Cameron Leslie. Holds it for a minute. Gives off to Liguori. Liguori works around the defender. Inside the paint, Liguori wants to go up with a shot. The ball is partially deflected. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn.
Probably forced that one a little too much that time. Got in there, got it blocked, and the coach is again for the Falcons not happy with the call.
Awful lot of contact under the OT, John.
Yeah.
Into Maverick Binder in the corner. Low post, left side of the basket. Binder dribbles up onto the left elbow. Pass comes to the top of the key to Wenzel. Wenzel all the way in. He's double-teamed under the basket in trouble. Kicks it out here to the right side. Back to Wenzel at the free throw line in the free throw circle. Right side of the lane. Again, down low on the baseline goes Wenzel. He's tied up. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Fast break the other way. Travis kicks it to the left side corner. Down deep, Asher. Top of the key, Weiss for three. Got it. Cameron Weiss hits the three-pointer. And the lead is back down to eight now, 24-16. With 34 seconds to go in the first half. Auburn may slow it down and play for one here now, sitting on an 8-point lead, John. Bowden handles the basketball at the top of the key, thought about the shot, gave it up. 20 seconds to go here in the half. Maverick Binder takes it clear out into the midcourt circle, working one-on-one with Riker Wallers. Binder likes his one-on-one game. This is what he likes to do. 8 seconds to go. Now Binder with Wallers. Spins around with 5 seconds to go. Time to make the move. Binder forces up the shot. He'll get the foul. He'll be shooting three, John.
That is not a good foul to commit at that point in the game.
Half a second left on the clock. Who got it?
Going to go again on Riker Wallers. That'll be his second and the third foul of the quarter.
At the free throw line, Mav Binder. He's 1 out of 2 from the line this afternoon. He has 9 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 3 shots. The first one is up and good. Makes our score 25-16. Keep in mind, only 0.5 seconds left here in the first half. Auburn's going to get to the locker room with an advantage. Mav Binder's second free throw is up. This one rims off. So now he's made 2 out of 4 from the line on the afternoon.
Auburn's going to bring in Lance Binder and Nolan Gardner here for this final half second.
Yeah, no sense having anything silly happen to fouls here with a half a second. Thought we might see more in Nolan Gardner. He was out injured throughout most of the season. He's 6'7 junior. There's Matt Binder. Third free throw is up. Got it. So he hits 3 of 5 from the line.
Brant Galicia check in, a junior for the Bulldogs now.
All right, a half a second to play here. All you can do is maybe catch and shoot, but that's going to be pretty difficult from full court. There's the inbound, no chance, no foul. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs go to the locker room with a 10-point advantage over Douglas County West. Our halftime score, Auburn 26, D.C. West 16. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime show. It's going to be presented by Highland Community College. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back inside the Devaney Center here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Douglas County West 26-16. Our halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thanks, Randy. Good first quarter for the Bulldogs. They outscored D.C. West 16-4 in the first quarter. D.C. West came back, got a 12-10 advantage in period number two to pull back within 10. They trailed by as many as 17 in that first half. For D.C. West, the Falcons in the first half, they have a pair of threes in that first half, one each for Nolan Asher and Cameron Weiss. Karsten Alexander scored one bucket. Riker Wohlers has 4 points, and it's 4 points for Drake Travis. They are 2 of 2 at the free throw line in the first half. Two fouls each on Riker Wohlers, Nolan Asher, and Cameron Weiss in the first half of today's game. For the Bulldogs in the first half, leading the way, Mav Binder now with 11 points. He had 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. He's got a couple of triples in the first half. Brenton Wendell had 6 points in that first half. After that, it's 5 for Peyton Bowden. He scored the first 5 of the game for the Bulldogs today. We've got 2 for Cameron Leslie in the contest and 2 for Nixon Liguri, both at the free throw line. Auburn has just 4 players with 1 foul each in the first half. They are 6 out of 10 at the free throw line. Each team had 4 first half turnovers in this contest today, Randy.
And John, while you're sharing those numbers with our listeners, I just have to throw this in here. Folks back in Auburn listening, I know how proud you are of your boys' basketball team. But let me tell you, you should be sharing the same pride with this cheerleading group that's here from Auburn High School. They're putting on a performance here at the Bob Devaney Center right now that's just knocking the people out of their seats. People are mesmerized. Look at them. Even the D.C. West fans are just sitting there shaking their heads in amazement. This is one fascinating experience to see these girls perform.
Yeah, this is our second weekend in a row here, and I've never seen more than 5 girls out here for any of the drill teams so far. What do we got here? 18?
Yeah. Anyway, you should be very, very proud of what these young ladies are doing. Every year they knock them dead at the state competition, and you can certainly see why with the performance they're putting on right now. Our halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to the studios for a two-minute break. Then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. John, maybe a little rain in the forecast tonight. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the third quarter of state tournament basketball. That's coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Isolated rain showers likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 55. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 35. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. High of 44. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies' apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
welcome you back inside the Devaney Center here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Douglas County West 26-16 in this first round game of the Boys C1 State Tournament. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon here at courtside. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. John, this is the first trip ever to the state tournament for DC West. Auburn, on the other hand, has been here 6 years straight. And the Auburn fans are so comfortable with being here at the Devaney Center, they actually have a sign over there that says, Our House.
Yeah.
So Bulldogs are getting very comfortable here at the Devaney Center, as well as over at Pinnacle Bank Arena the last 6 years under Coach Jim Weeks.
You know, Randy, if this continues to go well for Auburn, I'll tell you one thing. I don't want to work with you tomorrow.
Well, you won't be allowed to. Yeah, if this works out and we could get a win, we should talk about that a minute, John. People may be wondering, if we get both Auburn and Johnson Brock into the semifinals, we will still have live coverage for you on both Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. You and I'll just have to split up. I've already found a color man for me for the Auburn game. I would be working it. My son Todd has volunteered to step in. He's done that a couple of times. Of course, an Auburn and Peru State graduate. So I found my help. What have you got working?
Well, I got a scorekeeper.
You got your statistician, right?
I've got a scorekeeper. I don't know if she'll talk or not.
We should probably mention Kenna. She sits there faithfully keeping our running score for us. We do have a monitor on her. Makes her smile when we mention her name here, at least. So anyway, we are in the Devaney Center in Lincoln, just a minute or so away from getting ready to move into third quarter action. Don't forget, at 6 o'clock, it'll be Johnson Brock and Riverside. That'll be coming up. Right now, we're near the top of the hour, John.
Coming up on 4 o'clock, you're listening to the Auburn Bulldogs State Tournament action today on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Ball City, and Auburn.
Now, people wondering about tomorrow's coverage, if they're both playing at the same time, one game will be on Sunny, the other on KTNC. We'll wait and make sure both these teams win before we start announcing stations and what we're doing. But in both cases, if they are playing, pregame show around 10:30, tip off at 10:45. The Bulldogs would be playing over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. I would be with them. Johnson Brock would be right back here at Devaney.
And all our games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net.
Very important, folks. You can go to MSCSports.net, click on Listen Live, and then select either KLZA for Sunny or KTNC from the drop-down box. And you can listen to our state tournament coverage anywhere in the world. All right, it'll be DC West basketball to start the third quarter. And here with the description is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Drake Travis inbound it. Some work to do for the Falcons. Trailing 26-16. They come up the board going left to right as we look at it here at the Devaney Center on this in the second half. Bring it around the perimeter now to Cameron Weiss. Weiss takes the ball around to the left side. Wohlers back out top. Weiss thought about a long one, didn't take it. Moves to the right with the dribble. Now comes back across the floor to Travis. Travis in the middle of the paint to Asher. Elevates up and got it over the front edge. His second move of the ball game, and now it's an 8-point lead for the Bulldogs. First possession, the third quarter. Maverick Biner, the top, pulls up top of the key, used up his dribble. Out to Wenzel on the right side. Wenzel moving around, moves out of there and gets the ball up to Nixon Liguori. He'll come back, he'll look, moving left. Leslie down the left side, takes the pass on the wing, dribbles in, back out to the top, now to Peyton Bowden. Wenzel again and out of Biner. Binder, he doesn't need much room to get a shot off, and somebody's guarding him. They'll just leave him standing there and go around him and shoot it.
It appears the Falcons have kind of tightened up the defense here a little bit. A little more pressure than they were playing in the first half.
Off the right side, wing with it. Bowden kept his dribble. Now gets it down on the right side toward the block. Back and in is Leslie. Did a good job on the board. Now Binder forces his way in. Off the glass and out, no good. Another rebound for Leslie. Trapped in there, a reach-in held ball will go to the Bulldogs. Leslie's doing a good job on the board for the Bulldogs. Randy, here comes Nolan Gardner. You know, he just returned, not until you mentioned he hadn't played much in the first half. 3 games, 3 days is what you're hoping for. Maybe they're resting. He can't be in great basketball shape just yet.
He's coming off of a knee injury, still wearing that brace on the right knee, but watch what he does. He's the leading scorer in the district final.
Takes the inbound, gets to Binder, and now away to Bowden. Boat back out top, pass knocked away. Wenzel runs it down. However, you can hear the burn mark for the knee out here for the Falcon player. And out of the left side in the corner with the basketball is Nixon Liguri. Drives in. He got hit low. He got high from the back. Down to the floor and ball out of bounds to Auburn.
Hate to start officiating, but you got to wonder, how is that not a foul?
Well, the previous game here when Ashton Green was playing, boy, that was rough. Bring it in, and a two-pointer on the inbound for Peyton Bowden. His third hoop of the game, the lead is 10.
Pretty important bucket there for Auburn. That lead of 17 had dwindled down to 8, and now they're back to double digits.
To the front, Cameron Weiss with the ball, keeps it dribble. Man-to-man Bulldog defense. Weiss drives in, bad pass, lost it, but the Falcons recover it, and now the Bulldogs are scrapping after it like Bulldogs after a piece of steak. And throw it inside, and kind of a lucky recovery for Wohlers. Got it thrown up in the paint. It rolled all the way around and fell in the hole. 5.5 to play, third quarter. 28-20 the Bulldogs by 8. The other way we go now with it. Liguri out top, looking inside for Gardner. Can't get in the ball. Now back out top, and with it, Peyton Bowden. He floats. Now Maverick Binder with it. Nav down to the left side. Gives the ball up and back out to the top, and they'll reset with Nixon Liguri. Binder, second leading scorer in Auburn High School boys history, has it knocked away.
Gardner's won that basketball in the worst way down there, John.
Yeah. You know, what's impressive, he's the second all-time leading scorer. He's number one in assists. That's a pretty good double to have. Bring the ball in now. With the ball is Liguri again. Out on the right side, he'll move. Pass the ball into the middle. Got in there, elevated, ball stripped away, and here come the Falcons the other way with an Asher to the hole. It's good. Asher's got 7, and down to a 6-point Bulldog lead. You know, back earlier this year when they played, Falcons led by 1 after halftime, and Auburn kind of blew away in the second half. Here's a 3-pointer for Winslow. It won't go, and a rebound to Drake Travis. A long pass up the floor. Wohlers in the paint up. Won't go, and we get a whistle on the rebound after the shot. It's going to go against the Falcons, it looks like.
It's going to be on Riker Wohlers, and John, that's his third personal first-team foul of the quarter on DC West.
28-22, 4:24 to go. It is a 6-2 run here in the third quarter so far for the Falcons. Matt Binder out top. Off the right side it goes. Boat back out left side. Three-pointer for Liguri. Buries it. Nixon Liguri with his first field goal of the game. Puts his squad up by 9, 31-22. To the front court, Drake Travis, free throw circle, backs out. Guarding him is Nolan Gardner out there. 6'7 on 6'4. Picked up the dribble, now pass knocked away by Wenzel. Wenzel waiting for help, it's 3-on-2, now has it knocked away. He dives to the floor, and it's taken away. We go the other way with it. And across court and back in the middle, left-hand layup, up and good. That'll be Wohlers again. He's got his second hoop of the quarter. It's now 31-24. Bulldogs by 7. Binder to the front court. Has a score here in this third period. Now taking over to the bias side to Bowden. Back to Liguri. The junior thought about it, didn't take it. Off to Binder. Right side of the floor, working to the left with the dribble. Now clears out the right side. He's all the way in the paint. Out top, Wenzel, three ball up, short, rebound taken away, as Liguri had it, he's on top of a Falcon, and the ball belongs to the Falcons, and they call a timeout to save the possession, but that's their third timeout. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State.
31-24, Auburn leading. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, Class C1.
quarterfinal round of the state tournament. John, Auburn led by as much as 17 points back in the second quarter, 21-4. Since then, it's been a 20-10 run here.
Falcons basketball in the backcourt. They've only got two timeouts left in this ballgame. Off the left side with it, Drake Travis passes it away to Woolard. Woolard with eight, driving to the paint, knocked down a defender, hits it off the glass. He's in double figures, and it's a five-point ballgame.
Auburn fans not happy with that.
Enough hard hit. Auburn came up on the worst end of it. Here's Binder around the left side. Gives the ball up to Brent Wenzel. Wenzel, a lot of contact there. Pass it off with Gurry, right side. Free throw line high, out beyond the three-point line. Lost his dribble. Needs help. Gets it away to Nolan Gardner. Gardner back to Wenzel, now to Binder. He'll reset the offense. Binder takes the handoff to Liguri, drive to the right wing, cross the court, three ball up and down to the corner, four. Peyton Bose now has 10. Five in the first quarter, five here in the third, and the lead is eight. And we're going to reach in foul on the Bulldogs.
Going to be on Brenton Wenzel. On Wenzel, his second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter.
All right, Falcon ball right here in front of us. 30 feet up off the baseline here. Trigger man, Riker Wooler, the 6'4 senior. He looks down in the corner with it. Travis right back. Wooler's thought about a long one. I don't think that's maybe his strength. Off the left side it goes. Working the ball again will be Weiss. Weiss used up his dribble in the middle to Wooler's and a little up and under. It's good again. He's got 12. He's got 8 here in quarter number 3. 34-28. The lead is 6. Binder to the front court. Picked up by Wooler to midcourt. Left side, Liguri. Directs traffic. Gets a screen from Gardner. Three ball. Short. Rebound. Brought up. Stolen away by Binder. Out top, Bowden for 3. Short off the rim. Rebound to Wooler. Wooler's doing it all here in quarter number 3. The lead is 6 with a minute 14 to go in this period. To the front, Wooler to the paint, floats it up, no good. Short, Binder comes down with it for Auburn. Binder on the run, working to the middle. Out it goes to Bowden. Back now to Binder. Binder has not scored here in the third quarter. He has 11 in the game so far. Working right around a defender. Pulls up, kicks it out to Liguri on the left side with 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Nixon Liguri in the middle, back out, tips it away, and now around the perimeter, and now they're going to pull out. I think they're going to play for one shot here with 39 seconds to go. Obviously, you take a layup if you get it. Wooler's looks tired. He's guarding Binder. He's been the offense here for the Falcons. He is looking for a breathing machine right now, Randy. Binder dribbling it, seesawing it back and forth, left hand to right hand, 23 on the clock. Out near midcourt, the referee underneath, he's having a big laugh about something. Our buddy Denner, I don't know what he saw, but something tickled his fancy.
Jake Dilley.
12 seconds on the clock. Binder cleaning his shoes off for a move. They come to double him. He goes around that. Elevates up, down for 2 points for Binder. He's got 13, and that's the end of the third quarter. 36-28. Auburn with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic are pleased to announce their newest medical staff member, Celeste Jones, PAC. Celeste is no stranger to our community and brings a wealth of knowledge to Family Medicine Clinic with over 21 years of healthcare experience. Celeste will start seeing patients February 26th. To make an appointment, call Family Medicine Clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
36-28, Auburn leads after three quarters in the Class C1 quarterfinal round act here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center.
try and win today and move on to the semifinals tomorrow morning. Randy, the Falcons have had their way with them really since last 2-3 minutes of the first quarter. They've outscored the Bulldogs, but they still got a hill to climb here, down by 8.
Well, an 8-point advantage. Let's see if the Bulldogs can protect it. The first possession of the period will be with the Falcons. D.C. West inbounds the ball to Weiss. In backcourt, he's guarded defensively by Matt Binder, picked up at half court. Across the timeline, Weiss works to the right elbow with the basketball. Weiss picked up his dribble. He's trapped. Binder's got him in a bind. Now he got the ball up to Wohlers. Wohlers makes me nervous. He had a big time here earlier. Wohlers at the top of the key. Guarded by Gardner. Wohlers puts a move on Gardner, takes it to the hoop. Gardner falls on top of him and knocks him out of bounds. And it'll be a foul on Nolan Gardner.
That'll be Nolan's first foul, the first foul of this fourth quarter here against the Bulldogs. And you see, with that big knee brace, he's a little unsteady yet trying to recover from that.
All right, inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Cameron Weiss. He'll stand on the baseline right side under his own basket. Weiss lobs it into the corner. Here's a three on the way from the right side that's up and off. No good by Travis. And the rebound down to the Bulldogs. Auburn up by 8, 7.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Into fourth quarter is Matt Binder. Binder works over in front of the Auburn bench on the right side of the lane. Across court to the left side. Finds Bowden. Now Wenzel with the ball. Penetrates. Contact on the floor. Whistle. Foul's going to be on Drake Travis, I believe.
Travis, the guilty party, picks up his second foul, first foul of the quarter on the Falcons.
So it'll be Auburn's basketball.
Will Burkston checked in, a 6-foot junior for the Falcons, now in place of Carson Alexander.
They inbounded on the baseline on the right side to Binder. Binder penetrates, driving, laying up, and good. You wondered when he was going to get free on one of those again. Binder now has 16 points in the ballgame after that driving layup. All right. D.C. West with the basketball. Cameron Weiss under the basket. Wanted to do a reverse layup. Couldn't. Kicks it out to Wohlers to the left side for three. Good job by Gardner to tip the ball away. He comes out of there. Falls to the floor. They come after him. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn to preserve the possession. 6:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. 38-28. Auburn up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we welcome you back to the Devaney Center. 6:48 to go in regulation here in the boys' C1 state tournament first-round ballgame. Auburn leading Douglas County West 38-28. John, this is just the first half of a state tournament doubleheader we have for you. Johnson Brock taking on Riverside at 6 o'clock. We'll have that one here also.
Uh-oh, we've got to switch up on defense here. 1-3-1 pressure by the Falcons now, Randy.
Okay, full court pressure. Inbounding the ball will be Peyton Bowden. Gets it into Wenzel. He'll come up court for the basketball. Wenzel on the dribble, comes back across to Binder. Binder with the dribble to the left side. Into forecourt, finds Bowden with the pass. Bowden feeds up to Nixon Liguori on the left wing. Liguori dribbles between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Now works to the left side, takes it all the way into the basket. Tries for a shot that's up, partially blocked away. Oh, great job by Weiss. He saved it from going out of bounds and then knocked it off of Liguori's leg. Liguori's leg touched the ball last, and D.C. West gets the basketball.
Good move by Nixon Liguori over there on the left side.
Riker Wohlers will inbound it. Now it looks like Auburn's going to return the favor and do a little full-court pressure of their own here, John. Weiss brings the ball down across the timeline. Weiss all the way into the paint. Weiss guarded by Binder. Can't get the look. Binder had him trapped under there. He kicks it back out to the corner on the left side to Wohlers. Wohlers just holds the ball for a minute. Now Weiss left wing. Wohlers low post left side. Skip pass. Across to the right to Bergston on the right elbow. Bergston feeds inside the paint. Travis, he's double-teamed in the paint. Again to Wohlers. Wohlers almost has it stripped away. And wait a minute, we're going to have a foul, I believe, called on the Bulldogs, John.
Nixon Liguori has a guilty look. I'm not sure what they're going to call it on, though. Yeah, it is. I saw the secret of defense right there. That guy's in that paint. If you step on his foot, he can't move.
On Liguori, that's his second personal, second team foul, I believe, with the basketball. This is Travis. Here's a long three up and good. Nolan Asher nailed the three. And suddenly, John, it's back to a seven-point ball game, 38-31, 5:45 to go. A lot of time to play in this one. Into forecourt. Peyton Bowden, left side of the lane. Boy, they're all over him. He gets knocked to the floor. He got rid of the ball, but a whistle and a foul called on the floor before he was able to pass it away.
Foul will go against Cameron Weiss. Or Weiss, his third team foul, number two of the quarter.
Clock down to 5:37 to go in the ballgame. 38-31. Auburn by seven. Inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Binder casually dribbles the ball on the left elbow. Now goes across between the rings, top of the circle. Feeds to Peyton Bowden on the right wing. Bowden in the paint. Takes it all the way in. He's double-teamed. Back out it comes to Binder. Auburn up by seven. Oh, Binder being pushed out near the midcourt. Lucky to get rid of that ball to Wenzel. Wenzel with a nice feed under the basket. Shot is up and good by Cameron Leslie. Give Brent Wenzel the assist. He found Leslie just standing around under the basket.
Excellent bounce pass right across the lane.
40-31. The lead is back to nine for the Bulldogs with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. We may have a foul here. It's going to be called, I think, on Maverick Binder.
We're going to be shooting two anyway.
No, check that. The foul's on Brent Wenzel.
Brent picks up his third and the third foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
At the line, Nolan Asher. Asher has not been to the free throw line yet this afternoon. He'll be shooting two shots.
It's only the third attempt of the game for the Falcons.
First one is up and off. No good. They've hit two out of three now in the afternoon and evening. Nolan Asher. Ready for his second free throw attempt. 5 minutes even to play in the ballgame. Auburn up by nine, 40-31. This free throw is up and good. And the lead is back down to nine. Full court pressure now by the Falcons. Maverick Binder, he'll work one-on-one against Riker Wallers. Binder gets past Wallers into forecourt. Takes it all the way to the right side. Driving layup, doesn't get it. Ball tipped around. Rebound, Auburn. Pryor putback. Shot is up by Leslie. A whistle and a foul. I think Cameron Leslie's going to be shooting two shots, John.
He will. They signal two shots. Foul will go on Drake Travis. His third team foul, number three in this fourth period.
Cameron Leslie with 4 points so far and a pair of field goals. This will be his first attempt from the line. Leslie looks to the basket. Shot is up. It's good. He'll have another shot coming here. That's 5 points for the evening.
Coach Dolan has been not happy with the officiating since the game started. He hasn't won a debate yet.
He sure has been vocal. Cameron Leslie, 6'1 junior. Second shot is up. Nothing but nylon on that one. Got them both. He's got 6 points, so the lead is back to 10 once again. At 42-32, Bulldogs on top. Weiss in the paint, guarded by Binder. He can't get a look at the basket. Kicks it out the top to Asher. Asher, oh, he might have walked there. Got it to the corner baseline left side. Laying up and good by Will Bergston. Bergston got the layup, and he was fouled. He'll have the and one coming.
Bulldog foul this time. Cameron Leslie picks up his second. Now that's 14 fouls on the Bulldogs here in the fourth period.
At the free throw line, Will Bergston, a 6 foot junior. He only averages 3 points per ball game. Made the field goal a minute ago. He'll get his game average if he can hit this one. Bergston, free throw is up. The shot is good. He hit it. And the lead is back down to seven. 42-35 with 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Binder working hard, coming down court. A reach-in foul from behind on Cameron Weese. John, I think that's Weese's fourth personal, right?
That's what I've got him for. That was really unnecessary. He just kind of reached out and pushed Binder in the back a little bit. Not a strong foul, but just enough to draw the whistle.
So that's the third team foul, I believe. Or is that four?
Four. That's four.
Both teams with four team fouls here in the quarter with 4:19 to go in the game. With the ball for the Bulldogs. This is Nixon Liguori dribbling. He's guarded closely by Riker Wallers. Picked up his dribble, has the ball stolen away. Down court comes Wallers with it. Kicks it to the right side. Weiss driving layup. Couldn't get it, and the rebound taken down by Cameron Leslie. Leslie gets the ball out again to Binder. Binder working hard all the way. Bounce pass left side. In traffic. Shot blocked away nicely. Cameron Wesley got his shot blocked. Fast break the other way. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds by Nixon Ligori. It'll stay with the Falcons. Under 4 minutes to go now, John. 3:50 to play in the ballgame. A 7-point Auburn lead, 42-35. This is Drake Travis with the ball. Travis in the paint, spin move. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Whistle and a foul. Let's see who this one goes on.
I'm not sure. That's two back-to-back possessions. They've missed easy shots underneath, even though they got fouled there.
That foul is going to go on Cameron Wesley, I think.
That's his third, and now it's bonus time for the Falcons.
At the line, shooting two shots. Drake Travis. He's 2 for 2 from the line, has 4 points in the ballgame. Free throw is up and good. Makes that a perfect 3 for 3, and the lead is down to 6, John. Auburn trying to hold on here. They had a 17-point advantage early.
Buckets won. We had a 1-point game here.
Yeah. Travis ready for his 4th free throw of the evening. It's up and good. He's 4 for 4, and the lead is down to 5. Bulldogs need to score this possession. Full court pressure being applied. Bringing the ball up the court. Nixon Ligori across the timeline. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn with 3:34 to play in the ballgame. A full timeout. 42-37. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you inside the Devaney Center here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Boys C1, state tournament basketball action, first round. 3 minutes, 34 seconds to play here. 42-37, your Auburn Bulldogs with a 5-point advantage over DC West. This is a team that they beat earlier in the season, 57-42. They got a 15-point win over this team.
You know, I didn't really notice a lot of nerve with the Falcons to start the game. You know, their first time here, you got to wonder, you fall behind 16-4 in the first quarter. Were they nervous and Auburn's not nervous? At that point, they got a better start. We have something really going here.
That's for sure. Auburn with the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt. To inbound the pass is Cameron Wesley. Lots of pressure being applied. They throw it clear into backcourt. Binder has to chase the ball down. Got it away from Weiss, and he brings it to forecourt. Maverick Binder handling the ball one-on-one against Riker Wallers. Auburn again up by 5. 3:22 to go. Here comes Binder into the paint. Kicks it back to the top of the key to Bowden. Now Wenzel with the ball. Is Auburn going to start running clock here?
Running that motion offense, but this will be probably the last year we see this.
Yeah, this is a kind of a patented Jim Weeks deal here. Sitting on a 5-point lead. I'd feel a lot better if he was doing it with a double-digit lead, but now Binder is trapped under there, and a jump ball.
Stays with Auburn.
Wow. Possession stays with Auburn. Where did that come from? I didn't see much of a tie-up.
Yeah, he reached in, got his hands on it.
Now the official.
Oh, no, they say maybe the didn't get changed last
They're
time.
Asking about the possession arrow.
Auburn didn't get the ball to start the fourth quarter, did they? I thought it was...
It was EC West ball to start the quarter. Yeah. I don't know what the argument is here by the coaches for DC West. It's a jump ball and it should be Auburn's basketball.
Oh, he was looking at the bonus arrows versus the possession arrows.
Maybe what happened. All right, here we go. They inbound the ball to Binder in the corner, right side of the basket. He's trapped. He's double teamed, triple teamed. Auburn has to take a timeout to keep the possession. Under 3 minutes to go. 2:56 to play in the ballgame. 42-37. Auburn up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the state tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Our presenting sponsor for today's broadcast, Brune Embleman Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Brune Embleman Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. Well, John, after Auburn was up by 12 after one quarter, 16-4, they led it by 10 at halftime, led it by 8 after three quarters. Now with 2:56 to go, the lead is 5. So the Falcons have just slowly chipped away at that Bulldog lead. Here's a pass inbounds in traffic. Shot is up, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to put Cameron Leslie at the line to shoot two shots.
Well, the referee's got two choices. He's going to put that one on. He puts it on Nolan Asher, his third, and now shooting anyway, but both teams now with the bonus.
All right, at the line, Leslie. Free throw is up and good. Cameron Leslie has made 3 out of 3 from the line this evening. Now has 7 points in the basketball game. Puts the lead back to 6 for the Bulldogs. Leslie, second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Riker Wallers. This Wallers is quite a ball player. He's all over the place,
John.
Top of the circle, Drake Travis will dribble with the ball to the right wing, to Weeks. Weeks takes it to the left side, top of the key, long three, up and off, no good, and the rebound taken down by Cameron Leslie. Big board there for the Bulldogs to get that defensive board. Leslie gives up to Binder. He's going to be double-teamed in backcourt, dribbles away from him. A reach-in foul, most likely, on Drake Travis.
Travis will pick up his fourth foul, and the Bulldogs now start the march to the free throw line.
All right, Matt Binder is going to be at the line. He's made 3 out of 5 this afternoon from the line, has 15 points in the ballgame. Matt Binder shooting two shots. The first one is up, and it's off, no good. Bulldogs have missed their last 2 free throws here, John, in the late going. This would make it a 3-possession game. They're up by 6 now if Minder can hit this one. A lot of time to play. Free throw is up. It's good. He got that. A lot of time to play here. 2:29 to go in regulation. The lead is now back to 7, 44-37. A little bit of a sense of urgency now from the Falcons of D.C. West. Cameron Weiss with the ball. He put up a 3 a minute ago that was off the mark. We speak to the right side to Travis. Back to the top of the key. There's Wallers. You got to watch out for Riker. He's had the hot hand. Now Asher puts up a long 3. It's in and out. Rebound fought for. And there's Binder with the defensive board. Down court pass, Ligori. Ligori to Bowden. Bowden maybe had an open look at the basket there and decided to do the wise thing, I think, here. Got it back up to Binder. Under 2 minutes to go now. 1:52. This is right in the wheelhouse here for Jim Weeks. This is what he loves to do. Set on a lead, make them come out and get you. Binder on the dribble. Bounce pass to the right side. Comes right back to Binder. Top of the key. Cameron Leslie. What do we got?
Foul, I believe, on Bergston. It is his first. If they keep Weiss on Binder, he's already got 4 fouls. That's a dangerous matchup for them.
Matt Binder back to the line. He has made 3 out of 6 from the line this afternoon. Has 16 points. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. They'll have another shot coming. Down to 1:40 to play. The lead is back to 8. Mav Binder, free throw on the way. It's good. Got them both that time. He's now made 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. And it's 46-37. Auburn back up by 9. 1.5 to play in the ballgame. In the paint, Weeks, right, to go up with a shot. Got it, and he's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Shot is good for Cameron Weeks, and he drew the foul. He'll go to the line for the and one.
Cameron Leslie picks up his 4th foul. What? Who did they call that on?
Lead is down to 7 now. Here's the free throw up. It's good. Weeks gets the free throw to fall. That's the lead back to 6. It was 9 just moments ago. 1:27. Oh, there's a steal. Weiss, fall away, kicks it to the corner. Long 3, left side, up and off, no good. But the rebound, trying for the putback, is up. It's good by Riker Wallers. Wallers with the putback. The lead is down to 4. We're going to have a timeout taken
with a minute 15 to go in the ball game. Auburn up by 4, 46-42. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The clock here at the Bob Devaney Center says a minute and 15 seconds left to play in the fourth period. The score, Auburn 46, D.C. West 42. It'll be Auburn's basketball when play is resumed, John.
Close the score has been since the first quarter when Auburn jumped out to a 9-0 lead.
Well, Douglas County West just does not want to go away. Bulldogs can least afford any more turnovers like that last possession. This full court pressure forced the turnover and resulted in the points a moment ago for D.C. West. Inbounding the pass, that's Peyton Bowden on the baseline under the basket. Bowden working to get it in. Boy, they're putting the pressure on. They get it to Binder, back to Bowden. And they're going to say a whistle and a foul immediately. That didn't run much time. We still got a minute 12 up there.
Bergston called for his second foul.
So we run to the other end and put at the free throw line, Peyton Bowden. He has not been to the line yet this evening. He has 10 points in the ballgame, averages 7 per game on the season. He's had a good day here at the state tournament. Peyton Bowden shooting 2 very important free throws. First one is up and off. Hit the rim, bounced the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and fell off the right side. He'll have another shot coming. The lead is down to 4. Bowden at the line. Free throw on the way. Got it. Back to 5, 47-42. A minute 8 to go. We send a forecourt to Wohlers. Wohlers going to take it to the hoop. Ball is stolen away. Liguori tried to get to it, and it got away out of bounds. Nixon Liguori almost came up with a huge steal there, John.
Made a heck of a play, but the ball just was not going to be corralled.
Clock is down to 1:01 to go here. The lead is 5. Weiss will inbound it. He'll lob it in under the basket, tosses it in. Gets it to Asher. Asher goes up with a shot. That's good. Asher got it down. The lead is down to 3. Inbound the pass. Binder comes up to Wenzel. Wenzel down court. Now holds it up. He's trapped. Gets it off to Liguori in forecourt. Liguori with the ball just holds it a minute. Takes a couple of dribbles. Gives up to Binder. Binder dangerously close to the midcourt line here. 38 seconds to play. The lead is 3. Binder across to Liguori. They're all over Liguori. There's a whistle and a foul.
Well, they let a lot of time go off, or they should have been fouling, probably.
And Wallers is going to pick up the personal. At the free throw line, Nixon Liguori. Liguori has hit 2 for 2 from the line. He also has a tray, 5 points so far. 31 seconds to play. Auburn up by 3. Huge free throws for Nixon Liguori. The first shot is on the way. In and out. No good. He needs this one to make it a two-possession game. 47-44. Auburn up by 3. 31 seconds to play. Nixon Liguori at the line. Takes aim. Shot is up. Got it! It's a 4-point lead. Auburn by 4. Quickly down court. Weiss with the basketball. Across the timeline to the left side in the corner. Baseline. Low post. Driving. Laying up. And off. No good. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called. At least the shot didn't drop, John.
It was awfully close. Cameron Leslie going to get called for the foul. Scoreboard says that's his third.
At the free throw line will be Drake Travis. He has made 4 out of 4 from the line. Free throw is up. It's good. Making 5 for 5. That's a lead back to 3 now with 23 seconds to play. We're going to start playing a little offense-defense here now, John. Looks like subs coming in.
We're going to bring in Carson Alexander and Terry Shiver both in. They have one foul between them. That's why they're there now.
Great Travis, ready for his second free throw, can pull it back to within 2 with 23 seconds to play. He's a 6'4 senior, experienced ball player, leading scorer on the team. Travis, free throw, on the way, got it.
That young man shoots a good free throw, 6-for-6, and we've got a two-point game with 23.4 seconds to go.
48-46, Auburn ready to inbound it against the pressure. Peyton Bowden gets it into Liguori. Bowden has it knocked away right away, and a whistle and a foul immediately on Trey Schreiber. He was the designated hitter.
Schreiber picks up his second.
Walk to the other end. Peyton Bowden will be at the line. Peyton has made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Has 11 points in the game. Big free throws here. He made 1 out of 2 a minute ago. Peyton Bowden, a senior, 6'2". Free throw on the way. Got it! Bowden put that one down, makes the lead back to 3. This is the big one here, John. It makes it a 2-possession lead again if he can get it to fall. The clock shows 21.5 seconds to play here at the Devaney Center. Class C1 Boys State Tournament first round. Peyton Bowden is handed the basketball. He looks to the paint. The shot is up. Got it! Got him both. Peyton Bowden hit them both, and the lead is back to 4. It's 50-46. Weiss down quickly with the ball. Takes it all the way into the lane, driving, laying up. Got it. Boy, that was too easy. Weiss just rolled right down there, laid it in. They didn't want to foul him. That puts the clock down to 14 seconds to go with timeout on the floor. 50-48. Auburn up by 2, 14.4 seconds to play. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, let's set the stage for you. There are 15.4 seconds to play in regulation. The Auburn Bulldogs are up by 2, 50-48. When play is resumed, it will be Auburn's basketball. They'll be inbounding it on the baseline under the Douglas County West basket.
And we'll get fouled.
And they will get fouled immediately, yes. Inbounding the pass will be Peyton Bowden. They will foul immediately. That's obvious. Bowden to inbound it. Waiting for the inbound pass. Boy, this pressure something. They get it into Binder. Binder's tackled in the corner. And Maverick Binder will be the man at the line. Let's see what Mav's stats are.
How did we gain 0.2 seconds on that play? There's 15 seconds up there when they took the ball out of bounds.
That's a good question. Matt Binder has made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, has 17 points in the ball game. I think there's some question about the time clock here now. Everybody's talking about it.
And right now, Auburn is 10-14 at the line here in the fourth quarter.
Now they're having a big discussion. They're going over to talk to Jim Weeks.
Well, you said 15.4. I looked up and said 15. And we brought the ball inbound. We gained 0.2 seconds. Now they've taken
there we
14,
go.
Two. Okay.
That's probably right. I thought it was 14-something at the timeout. 14-8.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did, too.
Okay, at the free throw line, Matt Binder. That was tricky. Binder 3-for-6. Shooting 2. Shot is up. Got it. Boy, these free throws are so critical here for the Bulldogs in this fourth quarter. 51-48. The lead is back to 3. Once again, I don't have to tell you, this one would make it a 2-possession lead.
Bulldogs only have 2 field goals here in the fourth quarter.
Binder at the line. Free throw on the way. Got it! He made them both. Maverick Binder put him in. 14 seconds to go in the ballgame. The lead is 4. 52-48. Weiss takes it to the corner. Takes it in for a driving layup. He got it! Boy, Weiss just answers quickly. Laid that one in.
They have no time.
Full court pressure. Inbound the pass. Oh,
no.
Away. Shot at the buzzer. No, they wave it off. Bulldogs win. Auburn gets the win. 52-50. Your final score. They were out of timeouts. They got the steal. They put up a desperation three that was too late.
Auburn made 2 mistakes. They didn't have to inbound it because there was under 5 seconds to go when the ball went through the net. They didn't have to inbound it at all.
That's right.
Threw it away.
Yep. 52-50, your final score. The Auburn Bulldogs
survive a scare here from Douglas County West to advance to the semifinals of the C1 State Basketball Tournament. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back with a post-game score and a post-game show that's going to be presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Center. A very exciting basketball game here. Auburn wins 52-50, the final score. Our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by, see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect. Now look at the final numbers. Here's Randy.
Boy, these are some fun numbers to share with our listeners here. First of all, individually, for the Falcons of D.C. West, they were led a pair of players in double figures. Riker Walters had 14 in the ballgame. Nolan Asher also with 14. 9 for Cameron Weiss. 8 for Great Travis. Adding 3 was Will Bergston. And Carson Alexander had 2 for their total of 50. From the free throw line, pretty good shooting. They made 9 out of 10 from the charity stripe. 7 of 8 from the line in the fourth quarter alone for the Falcons. Scoring for your Auburn Bulldogs, leading the way was Matt Binder. He finished with 20 points in the contest. Peyton Bowden, also in double figures, he had 13 in the game. 7 for Cameron Leslie, Brenton Wenzel with 6, and Nixon Liguori with 6 for Auburn's total of 52. Listen to this free throw shooting, though, John. Overall in the game, Auburn went 18 of 26 from the line, 12 of 16 in the fourth quarter to seal that win. They won it at the free throw line without a doubt. Score by quarters. Auburn led by 12 after one quarter, 16-4. They were up by 10 at halftime, 26-16. The lead was down to 8 at the end of the third quarter, 36-28. And D.C. West closed it up tight but never could quite get over the hump and ended up coming up 2 points short, 52-50. The Auburn Bulldogs are headed on to the semifinals of the boys' D1 state tournament. And, John, we know that the Auburn Bulldogs, with this win, will be facing either...
Oh, it's Ashland Greenwood.
Yes, Ashland Greenwood.
For the fourth time in the last 5 years, and Ashland Greenwood has won the last 2 times to win the state title.
That promises to be a big matchup. That's at 10:45 tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We will have live coverage of that game for you. Just not sure which station, but we'll have it on for you. Up next, we got the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Our postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let them protect it. So, that'll about wrap it up for the first half of our doubleheader of state tournament basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Leave the dial set right where it is. We'll be back in about an hour with the pregame show. 6 o'clock tip-off here from the Devaney Center. It'll be your Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Riverside. Again, that's a 6 o'clock tip. So that'll wrap it up here for John Nixon. I'm Randy Gatula, Ray Penny, back at our studios, leaving you with the final score, 52-50. The Auburn Bulldogs advance in the C1 state tournament. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the